I like my tea with milk. She only liked the milk. She would run her fingers through the milk stains on the cone and then put them in my hair and said shampoo.
We couldn't manage our hair like our mother. I still remember how it feel. She would have run to me when we just come in from work and the smell of her hair would have hug up my nose. That's how I know I reach home.
I can't forget how she used to pose for the sky when the lightning flashed. I can't forget how
she never stopped moving, not for anyone or anything.
I can't forget. We will never forget her.
Heaven couldn't wait for you. So go on, go home.
Death is often said to be the only certainty in life. It happens whether we want it to or not, in most cases leaving broken hearts and grieving families in its wake. Whether a loved one or friend was 10 years old or 100, the pain that comes with grief does not change, but it can be managed. Family psychologist and chief executive officer at Family Life Ministries, Dr. Barrington Davidson, says there are 5 stages of grief: shock or denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. If you're dealing with grief, Dr. Davidson says being able to distract yourself helps to keep the mind from wandering into sad thoughts.
You want to be able to think of positive because we are what we think. And if you are thinking negative, then you're going to experience a negative. Feel it. You're going to experience your feelings. They're going to be negative. Your emotions are going to be negative. So you really have to think positive. Maintain positive thinking because we are what we think.
Healing begins with first acknowledging that loss has happened and focusing on the healthiest ways to deal with the arising emotions.
So the key is understanding your feelings, but focus on behaviors that will be appropriate, such as spending time with loved ones, spending time with families and friends, reminiscing about the great times you had with the person, thinking about what is it the person would have wanted to have achieved in life and never did, and whether or not you can do something about that.
Dr. Davidson also recommends getting involved in the lives of other people who you think have potential, spending time giving of yourself to others, and empowering others.
How do I say goodbye to what we have?
Psychologist and acting chair of the Behavioral and Social Sciences Department at Northern Caribbean University, NCU, Dr. Jason Winter, says grief and loss are natural and somewhat inevitable. Thus, preparing the mind is important.
So an individual's mindset or outlook on issues will impact whenever it happens. Because the question really is not if, but rather when. So understand that grief and loss is a natural part of the human development process, and then take steps in terms of talking with someone. Oh, if this were to happen, how could I deal with it? So if you put yourself in an if position, and in reality that if position does materialize, then you are better able to adjust.
He recommends avoiding isolation during the time of mourning, as being alone can intensify negative emotions.
Go and spend time with family members. If not, if that's not the case, with friends, church members, get involved in charity groups. Because then, if it is that an individual might not, they have relatives, biological relatives, there are so many charitable groups that they can volunteer their time and efforts to utilize or give off their service and time.
For persons seeking to comfort others who are grieving, one of the most effective ways to show support is through physical presence. Dr. Winter says choose your words carefully, especially when seeking to comfort those who are grieving. Asking permission to help, even in simple matters, is a good way to lend support in an effective and thoughtful manner.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.